Welcome to the Full Imani Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:53 Irish summer time, and today is April 12th. Well, I tell you, this has been really rather an exciting day here today, particularly looking at the US markets right now. Now, the US opened down on the day, but actually it's rallied really rather well in here. I think at one point the Dow was down rather significantly, but it's and that was following about 100 point decline yesterday, but it's currently up 61 points. The S&P is up 7.5 points, and the Nasdaq is up over 17 points, nearly 18 points. So that's nearly 0.75% on the Nasdaq, and this is really rather encouraging. A number of markets have become a little bit overextended recently, and I think it's certainly not a time to become very excited here. We certainly haven't had any downward dynamics, and I can say that's pretty categorical right across the board in just about every market. And I think we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside for the vast majority of global indices, provided they maintain the break above those mid-March or mid to late March lows. What we see, particularly on the developed markets, is that you had the early March low, a good rally, then a bit of a consolidation, and we've got the higher end of March low. And as long as markets hold above that low, I think we can give the benefit of the doubt of the upside. Today's action is really quite positive. Obviously, it's not categorical yet because this is really hasn't been that big a move, but it has certainly helped to countermand some of that negative action that we saw yesterday. In Europe, today was really quite a dull day. The FTSE was up 3 points, almost unchanged. The CAC was down nearly 3. The DAX was down 10. And the SMI in Switzerland was up, or sorry, was down 26, which was down just over a quarter of 1%. But really, this was a day I think people were waiting to see what the US was doing, and now that it has actually come back better than expected, we can probably expect a bit of a rally tomorrow. In Asia will had quite a good day. Korea in particular had a fantastic day today, and I think the markets are really liking this free trade agreement with the USA. And judging from the chart, you can see that it has broken out recently. This has been a very long consolidation. You had the upward break in 2005, practically a consolidation for 2006, and now an upward break once more, and that's following a bear market for much of the last 10 to 15 years. So I think that the upside for Korea is really looking very well. But there are other markets, of course. The Nikkei was down 129 points today, which is almost 0.75%. But that really needs to fall below 17,000 to offset potential for further upside. And given the positive action we've seen in the US here today, the futures are trading up a bit in here, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see this move upwards. Shanghai A shares are also doing very well. They are becoming overextended, but this is largely a manipulated market, and we could see these move higher. Obviously, the first downward dynamic, whenever it comes, is going to be a big signal, but we've seen nothing like that yet. Indonesia also looking very steady. Singapore was a little bit weaker in here today, but really not an awful lot to write home about. The Philippines was probably the worst performer in Asia. That was down a bit in here today, but I don't think really anything to worry too much about. But the really big stories here today were not really in the equity markets. Oil is currently up $1.84. It's at 63.82 as I speak. Now, that is really rather an impressive move, and it follows news that from the International Energy Agency, or the IEA, I think that's what it stands for, that OPEC have produced at the lowest level. Let me just read. I'll read the headline: crude oil climbs after IEA says OPEC has cut production to two-year low. Well, that has certainly put the wind back into the sails of the oil chart, and if you pick that up and look at it in the chart library, it's got a nice progression of rising lows. And Today's upward dynamic could tell us that we've seen another short-term low in this progression of medium-term higher lows, and this could move on to make another new high. So this could really go back up towards $70 if it maintains this upward action that we've seen today. Interestingly enough, gold has been really quite weak here today. It has been as low as 671. It's currently at 676.90, so it's recouped quite a lot of that. But I would have expected it to be quite a bit stronger with oil there. And I suspect that the reason that it is weak in here is because of the copper price. Copper got hit in here today. It's down $8.05 as I speak. It's at 350.20. The low is at 347. I got stopped out of that, and I think David got stopped out as well. This is sort of the first downward move that we've seen in a couple of weeks, and it has become a bit overextended in here, and a bit of a consolidation wouldn't be at all surprising, particularly as we approach that $400 level, which I think will ring a lot of bells for people, particularly because it was the high from that very big acceleration that we saw last year. Now, looking at some of the other industrial metals, nickel, which had that key reversal 3 days ago, some follow through yesterday. When I came in and I turned on the computer this morning, it was up 1,000 points, but it's currently down 500, so it's at 46,400. It still has a progression of higher major reaction lows, so can't write it off right now, but it wouldn't be surprising to see this mess around here. 50,000 is a very big level, and we could see some, I think probably some ranging from here. I think it's a very well underpinned market from a fundamental side, so we have to see what happens, but it still has that progression of rising lows, so I think it's really too early to write it off. Another big story today has been the dollar. You can look at just about any of the charts, and you can see that the dollar is getting weaker. The euro is up 50 ticks in here, it's at 134.80. The pound is up 32 ticks, 197.82. And against those resources currencies, Canadian dollar is up 49 ticks. It's at 113.47 on the spot right now. So we are seeing dollar weakness creeping in here. And that is really rather interesting given the fact that there was some inflationary data came out in the US today, and still have the US weaker because obviously that would point towards higher interest rates. Now, of course, I think it's particularly unlikely that we're going to see higher interest rates, but the long and the short of it is that the dollar is getting weaker. And when you look at the 5 year or the 10 year chart, it is coming up towards a level of potential support, but we would need to see serious upward dynamics to really turn this around. And we've seen nothing like that yet. The bond markets, treasuries at 110.16, they're up 2 ticks. The 10 year is flat on the day, gilts down a bit, and so are the bunds, down 41 ticks. That's 113.84. So we're seeing rising yields in the Eurozone and in the UK, and rising yields as well in the treasuries. They have rallied a little bit from that 110 level, which is, I suppose, a psychological level, but there hasn't been any kind of an upward dynamic. I think the bias is still very much towards higher yields. So the last thing to talk about is some of the soft commodities. You'll see the orange juice chart has been updated in the chart library, and that has been developing top now for the last couple of months, and it looks like it's fallen down from it. It's still in backwardation, but that backwardation is really becoming quite a bit tighter than it has been. And I think it would need a countermanding upper dynamic, or to at least to move back up into that range to take the wind out of the sails of on the downside. Otherwise, have to make a new high to reaffirm the uptrend, and I think that's quite unlikely. A couple of other markets here. Corn has been as low as 349 today, but it's back up to 358 and three quarters. That's down only 2 on the day. And soybeans was as low as 732, which at 738 and a quarter as we speak, that's down 8 and a quarter. Now, corn has been sold rather aggressively over the last couple of days, but it would need to break below that and maintain and that break below 350 to offset potential for some higher to lateral ranging in here. And that was a good move today to rally off those lows. but we haven't seen any upward dynamics since that USDA report recently. So it would be, for those of us who are long, it would be much more comforting to see some sort of upward dynamic, and we haven't had that. Cocoa also had a rather exciting day here. It sold off a little bit, and it fell below 1900 in the US contract. That's down 19 points right now, but it has been significantly lower than that. Still has the progression of rising lows, and it would really need to fall below 1850 and sustain it to offset or really to break the uptrend, and that hasn't happened just yet. So I think we can probably still give the benefit of the doubt to cocoa. But given that big upper dynamic at the beginning of April, it needs to do something to reaffirm the uptrend. Otherwise, it's probably just going to range. And I think that's pretty much it for me. If there's any questions you have, please don't hesitate to contact us. And thank you very much for your time.